Amanda Perez teaches an independent living class at Urbana High School. It's the type of course that aims to prepare teenagers as they enter the real world.
So we're preparing students to live on their own. So a lot of it is really focused on the financial career aspect, but what kind of goes into that is, okay, you're living on your own, what kind of food are you going to eat? Because the kind of food that you eat kind of influences everything else you do.
Perez is working with teenagers to help them think about food differently. Students in the class are required to prepare a healthy meal on a budget with ingredients that meet the USDA's new dietary recommendations.
So they came up with some really creative stuff. We had some stir fry with whole grain rice. That was good. Some of my students made Mexican pizzas. We always kind of try to think, okay, if you're using a grain, what kind of grain is a healthier choice?
Caitlin Breidenfeld and Miranda Bullock took the class this past year. They say they've been making a conscious effort to eat healthy for a while now, even before the class.
It means eating things that are healthy for you, not just like ramen noodles. Even though you don't have a lot of money, you can still make healthy things.
Well, even in college, when you're on a limited budget, you're supposed to be studying and working hard, and like you can't do that on unhealthy food. So being able to make healthy stuff and not breaking your budget.
But Tesla Varvo is just now starting to think about the importance of home cooking. In fact, she says what she's learning in the independent living class is beginning to rub off on her at home, where she's starting to talk to her parents about healthy eating.
I mean, my parents aren't, they don't really cook, so they kind of poorly influence me to eat out and stuff. And also, like, frozen pizza, and I hate frozen pizza now, but they just, I guess the way I was growing up, like, my parents didn't cook as much, so it's grown on me.
Another effort in Urbana to teach cooking is offered through the Common Ground Food Co-op. Its Eating Healthy on a Budget class is designed to do as it suggests. Mary Higgs, who works at the co-op, says eating healthy on a budget doesn't have to be a chore. She recently led one of the cooking demonstrations where about 10 people, including Amanda Perez, showed up.
I like to make my food fun, and I get tired of food very easily, which is why one of the reasons that I'm trying to cook more in bulk and do a lot more freezing, so I'm not eating the same thing literally the next day.
Common Ground General Manager Jacqueline Hanna began offering the Eating Healthy on a Budget classes about 3 years ago. The store is expanding in the fall, and so are the courses. Hanna says the classes are designed to be convenient, even for people leading busy lives.
People aren't actually lazy. People do care about their food. They do care about their health. We're told we don't, but we have very crazy busy lives. How are we going to make it fit into our lives? When we make it fit, we make it a time that they can come and get skills that they can use, they want to be there.
Food demonstration classes offered at the Common Ground Food Co-op are just the beginning. I'm standing in what will be the expanded area of the store. Construction crews are still working on this room. This area will include space for cooking classes, equipped with an oven, refrigerator, sinks, countertops, and cabinets. Meanwhile, a separate kitchen for the rest of the store will be located upstairs. Hanna says she's been approached by dozens of people eager to share their knowledge.
People who'd like to come in and teach classes on how to put healthy food into children's diets, people who want to come in and talk to people about how to eat healthy with diabetes or learn about phytonutrients and why they matter. We've also been approached with people who want to teach how to make cheese and how to can. So it's very diverse, as well as roll your own sushi.
Like any sort of home economics class, Common Ground's teaching kitchen doesn't have to be permitted by the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. That's because the food made there is meant to stay within the parameters of the class and not be distributed to the general public. Environmental Health Director Jim Roberts says one thing that's missing from the cooking class is proper education about foodborne illnesses.
For example, do you know cut melons are a potentially hazardous food that need to be handled carefully? So you didn't know that, but we know that. So if someone wants to go in there and talk about how to make, you know, something with melons, you know, it should be aware that, you know, melons are potentially hazardous food. They support the growth of pathogenic organisms, in this case, salmonella.
While Roberts wants to see his office have more of a role in public health education during cooking classes, he also says there's a need to provide a type of class that can serve as a launching pad for entrepreneurs.
I think people always have dreams of entering the food business, and, you know, having this regulated or permitted kitchen so oftentimes is a barrier, and that's why we encourage people to go to already permitted kitchen to get started, use it as your commissary base, or even a church kitchen that may not be permitted but could be permitted and to use that to get started to see how your business would take off.
A business incubator kitchen was the original intent of the Flatlander Food Foundry, which was a fund set up to raise money for such an effort in the area. But this year, that money was redirected to the Common Ground Food Co-op's new Teaching Kitchen. Common Ground General Manager Jacqueline Hanna says a business incubator kitchen is costly and not in her plans at the moment. But she says long-term, it's not off the table. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.